Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am truly ready, and my question to you, our global listening audience, are you ready? I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway. We are on a divine journey in which I believe God is truly the light illuminating our path, guiding each and every step along the way on our journey, giving us guidance and direction. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Hashtag I'm for you. I am for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. If you have missed any installment of our past shows, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online, you may visit blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4, the letter U. blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. On last week's installment of Motivational Mondays, we shared a rich dialogue with our Dr. Jean Johnson, and we discussed and had a dialogue on the subject of God's Success Empowerment Movement. On today's broadcast, it's time to shape up and win. And I want to take this opportunity to lay the foundation around our subject as we get into shape to win. After we get into this dialogue, we are going to, about halfway through the broadcast, we will be opening our programming up for you, our global listening audience, to participate and chime in, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment, which we encourage and we truly love. So we want you to know that we will give you an opportunity to chime in at about halfway thereabouts in the programming. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment, and I want you to know that Coach Adams really needs your support. Motivational Mondays needs your support with expanding and broadening our outreach. So we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to today's broadcast, send a text message, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, send a gram, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for the richness of today's broadcast. And for that, we extend our gracious, sincere thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. Today, the focus is on our Shape Up series, and we're going to be taking a look at understanding your why. Understanding your why, the focus of your vision and the focus of your goals. And as you know, Coach Adams is passionate about purpose. I am truly passionate about purpose. And I'm passionate about purpose. Why? Because I know and understand that each and every one of us was created for a specific purpose. We were created for an assignment that's very specific and unique to each and every one of us. And so my passion of my heart is assisting individuals in making that connection with their purpose, making that connection specifically with the reason that they were created, the reason why you exist, the reason why you were made, the intent for your life, the intent for your chief aim, your goals, your focus, understanding that purpose, that specific area that reconnects you with why you were placed on this planet. Why has life been given to you? The intent of why your life was created, the intent of why you've been designed. All of these things that I'm sharing with you really speaks to one's purpose. And that is, without question, the passion of Coach Adams' heart. And the different various areas in which I serve as a coach, it always comes back to purpose and assignment, making that connection around the same. And so this evening, as we discuss and get into this understanding your why, brings me to this question of who is the father of your dreams? Who is the father of your dreams? Do you know that it's been stated that when a woman loves a man, when she really loves a man, when she is in love with that man, she is less likely to have an abortion? Again, it's been stated that when a woman loves a man, she is less likely to have an abortion. She fights to bring that baby to full term. And, you know, many of you know that I serve my mentors, Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, International Ministers of the Gospel. We had an amazing, life-changing vertical leap this past weekend. As a matter of fact, I'm still high from our vertical leap experience. We had extended training today, so I'm literally still under what one would call the glory cloud. And, you know, this weekend, my mentor said something that really began to provoke additional thought in me around today's subject, because it's important to know who the father of our dreams are. understanding who the father of our dreams are really helps us to recognize what's driving you. And, you know, I often jokingly share the story and mention a talk show host, Maury Povich. And I mention Maury Povich because he often has guests on his show who are seeking paternity. And because there is this question of paternity, there is always, without question, a lot of controversy around this issue and this state of who is the father of that either is in the womb or this child that has been birthed. You know, I'm often tickled and amazed that the women will bring and line up a number of men seeking to find out who is the father of this child. And so Maury Povich has a paternity test done so that he can assist them in figuring out who out of the list is the father of that baby. And when I speak this, I'm speaking and making the connection with our natural and the invisible and the visible, natural and the spiritual realm. Because naturally, a woman would seek to find out who is the father of the baby, seeking paternity of that child. The same is true for each and every one of us on our journey to crystallize our vision, on our journey to crystallize our dreams, on this quest to achieve our goals. We need to know and understand who is the driver, who has set us in motion. Who is so important? It's so significant. Because as we stated early in today's broadcast, at the top of this time, that it's been stated that when a woman really loves that father, she is less likely to commit abortion. But many of us, because we're not clear on who is the driver of our vision, who is the driver of our dreams, who is the driving force of us achieving these goals that we desire, what happens is our commitment level begins to wane. And so I want us to understand that how committed are you is very significant. And when you know what's the driver, who's the driver, you will be far more committed, bonded, tied into that vision, that dream, those goals that you're saying, I desire to achieve. If you're just tuning in to Motivational Mondays today, presented by Inspired Media for You, you are tuned in to a rich dialogue as we are discussing with Coach Adams this understanding, truly understanding your why, the focus of your vision and the focus of your dreams, the focus of your goals. And we were talking about specifically in this journey that we're on at this time, we're talking about the significance of understanding and knowing who the father of my dreams is. Who is and has set me into motion? Why am I in suit of achieving this particular goal? Why am I in pursuit of the dreams that I say that I desire and aspire to achieve? And when we know the father of the baby, when we understand what's driving us, when we really make that connection with the why and the who is driving us, now that brings about a greater level of commitment. Because we said that when a woman truly is in love with the father of the baby, she is less likely to commit adultery. And really the thought process was stimulated around individuals not being committed to their vision, not seeing their dreams through. Committing abortion as it relates to their vision, their dreams, and their goals. You know, you'll meet someone and they'll say, oh, I'm so excited. I have this grandiose vision. I have this great dream. I have this wonderful idea. I'm going to start this business. And you check in with them a year later because the statistics are staggering. Most businesses dissolve within the first 5 years. It's been stated that most businesses, startups, dissolve within the first 5 years. And the reason for that is, yes, the challenges begin to come and they start to face all of these difficulty and it makes it difficult for them to press through. But I would challenge us to process around that really and truly I anticipate that what was driving them before they started was not clear. Figuratively speaking, they didn't know who the father of their dreams was. And so with that, the commitment was shaky. You know, we often hear the term, and again I stated that what's driving us brings us to how committed I am. How much will I fight? How much will I press through the obstacles of life? As it relates to fulfilling my vision and making sure that my goals are achieved and making sure that there is a crystallization of me living out my dreams. There's a certain fight. And we establish that when a woman really loves that man, she's less likely to have an abortion. Have you aborted your dreams that you spoke just last year? Have you aborted the vision that you said you were given? Have you aborted the goals that you desire to achieve because it got too difficult? You know, because many of us, we are jacks of all trades. Now, please don't misunderstand Coach Adams. And the reason why I say don't misunderstand Coach Adams is because I often take a lot of flack when I talk about that we were not created to be jacks of all trades. I'm not saying that you don't have various areas that connect with your purpose. Coach Adams has various areas that connect with her purpose. For example, as a part of the full circle of empowerment that is offered under the Coach Adams brand, the umbrella, we have this kickoff with Motivational Mondays every Monday. You can tune in for your weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart your week, to get some empowerment to assist you in this continuum of your journey, because the journey is a process. In addition to that, twice a year, we have Shape Up and Win, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, which is a live workshop. January and July. We're approaching our July workshop, July the 23rd. Save the date, mark your calendar. Advance tickets are available. If you're interested, visit coachadams.com and we can get the link to you for that. In addition to that, Coach Adams offers one-on-one coaching, customized group coaching. She does speak motivational speaking and training. I'm sharing that so that you can see that there are various areas of focus that Coach Adams has to offer. But if you look at each and every one of those areas, because we're talking about, there's a point to all of this, we're talking about being a jack of all trades versus a master. And so what I'm sharing with you is that each of those areas, those various areas of focus, reconnect back to the purpose, the assignment. But many of us are jacks of all trades. And when we look at what specifically is categorized as one who is a jack of all trades, because as I stated, Coach Adams often gets a lot of flack when she mentions this. And I'm very passionate about it. And I'm passionate about it because I understand the fullness of this definition. And many of us, we are so spread, so thin, we're floating over here, floating over there. We are not focused in any area. And the definition of a jack of all trades is a person who can do many different types of work, but is not necessarily very competent at any of them. As my mentor would say, taste it, process that. Because what happens is, because we're not committed, fully committed to our visions, or the vision doesn't give the yield that we desire in the time that we want, we begin to allow our focus to shift over here, and our focus shifts over here, and it shifts over there to areas that have absolutely nothing to do with that original declaration of the vision or business or the goals that you wanted to achieve. What had you to lose focus was this need for survival, and the needs were not being met because you weren't seeing the conversion. So now your energy is split in all of these various areas. You're a jack of all trades. You're a person who can do many different types of things, different types of work, but you're not necessarily competent at any of them because you have not allowed yourself to grow in mastery. And that's what I believe, that in whatever area you have been created for, there is mastery in that area. I often make the illustration, and I use this illustration only because you would have to be asleep under a rock to not know who Steve Jobs is and Apple. Many of us have at least one Apple product. Many have various Apple products, and that's why I use him as an example. But when you look at the flow of Steve Jobs' career, he started out with one base, and everything that he even has on the market now is still a connector with that. He wasn't a jack of all trades. He was mastering those specific areas. And whenever you get another iPhone, although he has passed on, the legacy is we want to master that smartphone. We want to increase its capacity because the vision is clear and there is this growth of mastery. There is a commitment to that initial vision. Now, I understand that there are times on our journey when we have to try different things to find the niche. And several installments ago, we talked about finding our niche in one of our previous Shape Up series, which you, of course, can connect with online through our archives on demand. And so I know that for some, you have to find that niche. And once you begin to refine this area that is your niche, it's your responsibility to then hone in those skills, to grow in being not a jack of all trades. That is not why we were created. It is to be a master. And a master is one, and that mastery shows one's commitment. When a doctor goes and does all of the many years of schooling, they are fighting to master their craft. I don't have any statistics on this, and this is personally just Coach Adams's point of view. My point of view. You can disagree with it. But, you know, growing up as a child, there were, there was big hype around McDonald's. I've never been a big girl, Golden Arches, Ronald McDonald, and this is no attack on McDonald's here. The illustration of the point that I'm bringing to this, that I was never a big McDonald's girl, but growing up as a little girl, their brand was very specific. You knew what to expect. It was very clear. The vision was very clear. And again, this is Coach Adams's personal point of view. I believe that as years have gone by, with all of the competition in the marketplace, with all of the health focus and various things, that now they have so much variety, this is my own personal opinion, on their menu, that from my point of view, they are jacks of all trades, jacks of all of these areas, but they're not a master. They lost the focus of what made the brand solid. Now, on the flip side, there is another, and I'm making the connection with fast food, hamburgers specifically, In-N-Out Burger. Like it or not, like McDonald's or not, In-N-Out Burger. You go to In-N-Out, and I'm saying, brilliant. They have mastered their core items. You will not go there and find a taco. You will not go there and find a chicken sandwich. You will go there and find a hamburger. Granted, you can get a single burger. You can get a double burger. You can get a double with cheese. It's all in the burger family. You can get fries. You can get a soft drink. You can get a variation of fries. You can get a shake. That's all that you can get. You can add grilled onions or not to your basic foundational burger, but they have mastered a specific area. And that is a point that I trust that you are getting, and they are committed to their brand. They're not trying to compete with others. They are committed to their brand, to bringing the very best of quality within their brand. Many of us lose our commitment in a specific area, and we become jacks of all trades because we have lost our vision. We have lost our focus. And it's important to know, as we started at the top of the hour here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for You with Coach Adam, talking about who's the father of your dreams. Because when you know who the father is, what is the driving force, your commitment is greater, how committed you will be. When you don't know, there's chaos, there's confusion, there's uncertainty that begins to rise up. And so when the next great thing comes on the marketplace, you're moving over here, you're moving over there, you're jack of all trades, but not a master of anything. And I want to speak into your life to remind you that your life was created for a specific purpose. Now, understanding that life is seasonal, so you may have a shift in various seasons. There may be a different dynamic that's added, a different layer. But I want you to know that all of it should connect back to that centralized core of your purpose. And if it doesn't, you need to step back and evaluate that, because you should grow. Whatever it is that you've been placed on the planet to do, that you've been created for, over time, you should be growing, come a master in that area. At the heart, the core of all of what Coach Adams does is coaching. May bring different points of view, looking through the kaleidoscope and blending of spiritual principles, coaching skills, but it all comes back to that core. Motivational Mondays connects with that core. 4 hours of Power, Shape Up, and Win with Coach Adams connects with that core. My coaching practice, again, all of that, and I'm not doing a shameless plug here. I want you to see the connection, that whatever it is should connect back. It shouldn't be all of these fragmented pieces, and that makes my heart heavy. Because the question is raised, well, wait a minute, what happened to that which you started a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, whatever the time is? Will you have longevity in that area that you're stating, I was created for? If you were created for, just because of the obstacles and the difficulty and the challenges, it doesn't say throw in the towel. And that brings us to this next area that I want to chat around before I open the lines for you, our global listening audience, to give some feedback. I really want to hear from you. Let's talk around this subject today. I want to hear your thoughts. Maybe you have some insight that someone else can benefit from. So we've talked about what's driving you as we're talking about the significance of understanding your why, understanding your why on your journey. And I talked about in understanding your why, what's driving you, that it's important to know who is the father of your vision, who is the creator, who has given you that dream. Why are you focused on those particular goals? We have to continuously be examining and evaluating that, because that now will speak to my H, which is how committed I am in achieving this vision, these goals, this dream. My commitment will be shaky. I'm on a shaky foundation if I don't know what's driving me. You know, I remember many years ago, after one of the big earthquakes here, the last major, many years ago, in the, I think it was the mid-90s, here in California, that after that, there was all of this retrofitting. Now, this retrofitting was this reinforcement of structures. And so when you are examining and looking at what's driving your vision, what's driving your dreams, what's driving your goals, you're continuously stepping back and doing that retrofitting to reinforce so that your commitment to it becomes stronger, becomes greater, becomes more solidified, so that you can grow in mastery in that area of purpose in which you were created for. With that, your cause is important. That reason or the motivator of why you are on this journey in general. You know that Coach Adams loves to give you an acronym. I've been speaking it through, and our acronym for today's Shape Up series is WHY, standing your why. As it relates to your vision, as it relates to your goals, as it relates to your dreams. And we've established what's driving you. How committed are you to achieve that area of focus, the vision, the goals, the dreams? And that your cause is significant, that reason that is motivating you. As promised, I want to take a pause, and I want to invite you, our global listening audience, to chime in. I want to hear from you. Has anything been spoken around today's topic that has been enlightening for you, that has reinforced your journey? What are you taking away? Do you have any questions or comments as what this time is about? So this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. If you want to make a comment, the question, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Now is the time. Don't be shy. Don't be scared. Go for it. We want to hear from you. As I mentioned early on, this is an interactive time, so we invite you to share with us. If you are on your laptop, your desktop, you're on a computer device, you have to dial in. You would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374, and again, you would press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. Again, on Motivational Mondays today with Coach Adams, we are talking about understanding our why, and we do have a caller in the queue. Caller, welcome to Motivational Mondays, area code 424-1903. You are live. What's your question or comment? Welcome.
Welcome. God bless you, Coach Adams. This is Pastor Michael Murphy.
God bless you as well, Pastor Michael Murphy. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays on today.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm truly excited from coming from the conference. And concerning the why, when I did not come back to the second part, I received a phone call, and per se, and I can say I talked to you before. And because of certain reasons, I started to press on and come to the point of me having to walk or do whatever I needed to do to handle the other part of the business that I needed to do. But then I thought about Coach and the voices and the exercise. But the way I came, push aside pride. I don't care about that. But I pressed towards the conference because of the financial difficulty that I expressed. But when I left, I got dropped off in Montclair. But as I came and I went rode to Montclair by access, I got to Montclair, and I told God, you are going to have to prepare a Red Sea experience for me to get to the conference. And so when I got out, the first person that was there I talked to, I asked him, did he know where cab service was? And he told me he'd take me. So someone brought me to the conference. I was about 20 miles.
And it was so wonderful. It was so wonderful, Pastor Michael, to have you. And I know that it was a press for you to make it this past weekend to Vertical Leap. Was there something specifically that you wanted to share with us on Motivational Mondays around the subject that we're talking about, understanding your why as it relates to our vision, our dreams?
Yes.
I want to hear your heart around that. So take a moment to ask a question or give a comment specifically around that for us today.
Okay. See, this was around, I went around the longabout way, but let's make it short. But because the second day we left and I left, it was, do I press through the armor bearer and do what the press where I would go back? Or do I go back that made things where I can come back again? Because I did not come. I started something, but I did not finish that part because the ministry had already been birthed. And so in the ministry, like I'm reading your text where it says aborted the ministry, and I'm saying, did I abort? But I did not abort, because what happened, I listened to the last statement that you made, and this is internally, it's personal, because when my mother passed away, she asked me, and this is where I need clarity of the why and moving forward. She was perfectly fine on July 28th of 2015. She told me to come see her. I heard the urgency in her voice, but she wasn't sick. The grand opening for the youth center was July 3rd. Chris Perez was delivered from cancer. He was walking the streets. I stayed and waited till after the 4th of July to go see her. Something, she had gas in her stomach. She went to the hospital, talking with my sister. She had a stroke in the left side of her brain. By the time she came, I got there. I prayed. We made connection with hand contact, eyes watering. I left. She passed away. I went into depression for 6 months.
And I have to say, Pastor Michael, I have to say, deepest sympathies and condolences for your loss. And I do want to stay mindful of that we have limited time, and I anticipate that there are others that will desire to share and jump in. What is your greatest takeaway, and not to minimize all of the journey that you're sharing that you've experienced, because that's really what you're talking about, is the journey that Pastor Michael Murphy has been on. Any wisdom, question, comments around what we're talking about here on Motivational Mondays? How does that connect? I'm not quite getting the connection. I don't want to diss Pastor Michael Murphy, but I do want to stay on task with today's broadcast and our focus, and I don't want us to go down a rabbit trail without giving you an opportunity to crystallize your question or comment associated with today's subject.
Right. Okay.
And I say that with all due honor and respect.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm down to earth. I'm straight. It's the point of it, just straight to the point. My drive and my why, I believe that I was motivated to the point of to move and press on beyond, I don't even really know how to say it. I wanted to point blank at, did I do the right thing?
Well, you know, I, Coach Adams, cannot specifically tell Pastor Michael Murphy if he did the right thing or not. You have to evaluate that, because one of the things that I have grown to know, and my roadmap, my journey is all about my relationship with God, and I stay sensitive because I never know who's listening in and where people are. But being that, of course, you're wearing the title of pastor, I know that I can put the spiritual hat on and connect with you spirit to spirit in that God would require that each of us, that we would be faithful on our journey. And so, Pastor Michael Murphy, you and God have to determine, even with the obstacles, the challenges, all of that, were you faithful? And if you were faithful, you have to be at peace. You have to be at peace and know that God is working in and through all things. I want to say thank you for chiming in today. We so appreciate you listening to Motivational Mondays and giving your comments and thoughts. And I want to remind our listening audience, as we have just a few moments left in today's broadcast, and Pastor Michael, if you can hit one to add yourself out of the host queue, or to remove yourself, I should say, out of the host queue. Thank you so much. Trust that you will continue to listen in as we share. If there are others that have a question or a comment as we're talking about understanding your why, I gave an acronym this evening, and you may not have realized that you were getting an acronym for why. And let me just recap that for you. At any time, you can chime in. Want to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. This time is really for you. Coach Adams comes every Monday to offer coaching and insight that you would be motivated and inspired around your vision, your dreams, your goals. You would gain greater insight and tools to be able to continue the journey. Despite the obstacles, the challenge, and the fight, that you would still be able to continue the journey. And Pastor Michael, we want to honor you for your press and your fight. Continue the journey that you're on, sir. Continue to fight. Don't quit. Don't give up. Do the assignment that has been given to you, because the assignment is never easy. It's never easy to get on the other side. When you think of a great athlete, for example, an NBA star on the court, lots of pain to reach the goal. And many of us, we don't want to fight. And that is a part of that commitment. But when we know who has set us into motion, what's the driver, who's the father, we will have a greater level of commitment. I want to remind us that we said that it's far less likely that a woman will abort a baby when she loves the father. And so my question to you is, do you know the father of your vision, of your dreams, of your goals? What has set you in motion? What is the driver? When we know the what as it relates to this understanding the why, this connects us back to how committed will I be to achieving my vision? How much will you fight? How much will you press? Because many are jacks of all trades and masters of nothing. Again, our boardroom is open, and we invite your participation, global listening audience. This is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are on a computer device like a laptop, desktop, your iPad, your tablet, you have to dial in. So you would dial 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, you would press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. We heard from Pastor Michael Murphy earlier, and we want you to know that our lines are still open if you want to chime in. But as I continue on this journey of summarizing where we've been and what we've been discussing associated with understanding your why, we have an acronym for you, and the WHY acronym is What's Driving You? We spoke very specifically about the father of the baby, that there would be no question of paternity. And when there is, we are the mindset of one that is a jack of all trades and yet not a master of anything. Not a master of anything, but you're a jack of all trades. Your focus is split. You're over here. You're over there. You're taking on all of these various things, but understanding that a jack of all trades has been defined as a person who can do many different types of work, but is not necessarily very competent at any of them. So you can do all of these different things, but you have not committed to growing in mastery, to being a master. And so when we understand what's driving us, as I stated earlier, that brings us to how committed am I on my journey? And so we want to understand that when we have that mindset of a master, then and only then, because that mastery means that I will do whatever is required to reach the goal. A doctor makes a great commitment to become a doctor. They have to go through various layers of education, many years, and if they get into a specialized area, for example, surgery versus general practitioner, there's additional time. Why? Because they are focusing on that specific area of mastery. There is a great commitment. Are you committed to fulfilling your assignment? Are you committed to doing that which you were created to do? For those of you who are regular listeners who have taken 4 hours of power and been in participation or any engagement with Coach Adams, you know that my heart is truly passionate about fulfilling one's purpose, making that connection with why you were created. And that connects with your commitment, because when you know that you know that you know that you know what's driving you, your commitment, how committed you are to achieving those dreams, those visions, those goals, is far greater. We establish that there has to be a cause. What is your cause? Your cause is that reason or that motive as to why you're on the journey. How great of an impact will you make? Again, we have a few moments. You can press 1 on your telephone keypad to interact and ask a question. But I want you to know that there is great significance in understanding this reason or the motive and being clear on your cause associated with your vision, associated with your goal, associated with you achieving your dream. And I want you to know that Coach Adams has various tools that are available for you to be able to do that. And one of the tools that is on the rise that I am so excited about, and I want to let you know as we prepare to wind down today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we want you to know that we want to continue this dialogue. A specific group has been established through Facebook, the Motivational Monday Forum, so that we can continue this discussion around this and other various topics associated with Motivational Mondays. Maybe there's a thing that you would like to see discussed and covered. We welcome that. So if you're not already connected socially, you can visit CoachAdams.com, and that'll connect you to my various pathways, and you can make that connection because we want to continuously hear from you. Maybe you're thinking, oh, I don't want to ask a question live. I'm a little shy about that. I want to make a comment, but I don't want to do it on the air. We get it. We understand. Everyone doesn't have the boldness that you need to do that, but we want to make sure that we continue to stay connected and keep the dialogue going. So we appreciate you, of course, making that connection. I want you to know that we are fast approaching our July workshop. Woohoo! As a part of our full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success, twice a year, as I mentioned earlier. We have in January and July, and so we're now in process for July. We have our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams, Shape Up and Win. If you are getting something from week to week here on Motivational Mondays, wow, when I tell you you want to be in the house for our 4 hours of power, it is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You will walk away and you will receive empowerment to win in your life, on your journey, and become more equipped to reach your goals personally or professionally. Currently, we are offering the gift of empowerment. When you purchase your ticket at full ticket pre-advanced price of $38, you qualify for a second ticket at half price. Oh my gosh, you can give the gift of empowerment to others, and you can register now is the time. The January event, we were greeted by a full house. It was wonderfully dynamic. And you don't want to miss July 23rd, 4 hours of power, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Culver City. You want to plan now. Register online at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams or by calling 310-289-2101. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are available. If you want more information about that, please do not hesitate to let us know. I love from week to week, as we stated, that we have two formats of empowerment that we bring you. And so on next week's installment, exciting, of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I'm really excited to let you know, our global listening audience, that we are going to be graced with two wonderful guests that are such family for me, and I'm so fortunate to have such a great network of individuals who are really on the move with their purpose and doing the vision that God has called them to, or the vision that has been given. So next week we have a returning guest, guest plural, Fred and Wilma Berry. They're going to return, and we're going to be discussing and having a reflection from Azusa Fest. I don't know, many of you, a couple of weeks ago, there was a dynamic event that happened, Azusa Fest. Wow, I'm telling you, people came in literally from all around the globe. We're going to have a reflection and talk about that. In addition, we're going to be talking about an area that challenges many, living a balanced life. And what they, from their point of view, Fred and Wilma Berry would say has really been a support to them. OMG, can you believe that we are literally 2 minutes away from the close of today's installment of Motivational Monday? And I want you, our global listening audience, to know that it is such a joy to have the privilege of this opportunity to sow into your life on a weekly basis. I thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, here presented by Inspired Media for you, because it brings me great joy and it's such a pleasure for me to have this opportunity to sow into your life. Again, if you're not connected with me socially, visit CoachAdams.com to add yourself to my database. This is Coach Adams signing off for now. One who inspires, I coach, and you win. We thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays, and we look forward to connecting with you on our next installment.